So, ich darf euch begrüßen zur Pressekonferenz mit unserem Cheftrainer, mit Albert Riera. Schön, dass ihr da seid. Einen Tag vor unserem Auswärtsspiel beim 1. FC Union Berlin an der alten Försterei. Mannschaft hat fleißig, und ihr habt es mitbekommen, sehr lange trainiert. Albert, let's start the questions for you, for the head coach. Ihr könnt mit euren Fragen loslegen, werden nicht lange rummachen. Bitteschön, Emre Erdem von SG Forever.
Buenas tardes, Albert. Welcome to Eintracht Frankfurt. Also from me, from SG Forever. You said there is no much time for a coach, and you're right. Tomorrow is your debut against Union Berlin. So my question is, how do you feel? How excited are you? And second question, what kind of match do you accept tomorrow against Union Berlin?
Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, I want to apologize to all of you because I'm late, and you know how I am with the players. I'm always saying that the discipline is the most important. So first, I apologize with you to the press. Will not happen. Maybe. But after seeing what you have here, that you have a few drinks and few snacks, I'm a little bit less worried, you know, because I think you spend a good time waiting. So really, my apologies. But that's it goes with your question. My responsibility is to go tonight to sleep and to feel here empty. I gave all my knowledge, all my information to the players. And as you said, we don't have a lot of time because 3 days is not enough. 3 days is not enough. But we gave a lot of information. We gave a lot of knowledge to the players, a lot of tools that they need to use on the pitch. And following the meetings that we did this week, discipline, the rules, first is the person, after the football player, defensive, offensive. Today was plan of the game. But football is about to do a lot of good things. And today I said a lot of things that we have to do. And the players, they are now with trying to sack all this information that will need time, because we will need time. I can detect that the players, they will not use to have these many concepts that I like to control. So, but I'm like this, I have to give to them. And now that's why I was late, because of this reason, because I gave everything that I wanted to give to them. And now I feel so happy, so excited for this situation, because I'm not thinking about the score of tomorrow. I'm not worried about this. What I was worried is, like, when we're going to travel to, when we'll be in the plane, I said, what a training we did. We did everything in all the situation that we're going to find tomorrow, because we already study Union Berlin, we already studied the opponent, but at the end it's on us, and we know what we have to do with the ball and without the ball. So the theory, the knowledge, the information, the players they got, and now it's on them that they need to execute, and to execute as better as possible. We'll make mistakes, of course, but I'm not worried about the mistakes, especially the technical mistakes. I'm not a coach that every mistake we do technically, you will see me with the hands like this. I'm not doing like this. I'm calm outside of the line, but I can get very frustrated and very angry if we miss the concepts. So the way how we defend and the way how we attack has to be very clear. Tomorrow probably it's not the day that I have to be angry with them, because still is early, but I told them I want as soon as possible. Football is not giving you time. We want to win the next game, and we have to be ready for this. And I feel that the players, they are ready. Still is early, but they got all the information that I can give to them.
Daniel Hör vom Hessischen Rundfunk.
Hello, Mr. Riera. Was there a certain topic why you extended the practice? Was there a certain topic? Was it more offensive or defensive where you worked on today?
Everything. Everything. Tomorrow you will see another team. Totally. Even one throw-in will be different. Even one simple throw-in, you say, this is not the team that I was watching. Totally different. It's not better. It's not worst. It's our team. And from tomorrow you will see, from every situation, from the build-up, all the four phases, from our build-up, on the open play, when how we press high, how we are on open play defending, on the throw-ins, on the corners, on the kickoff, from the first action. We have a kickoff, we are ready to have already one chance. The kickoff is not play back and then no. Goals. Well, this game is about to score goals, about to create chances, and to don't concede chances. So today I want that from my team, to create a lot of chances and to don't concede, because this is what I call to play well. If after we are doing 700 passes and we have 85% possession of the ball, I will be even happier. this game is about to win.
Lisa Siegel von der Bild.
One of the biggest questions ahead of tomorrow's game is which goalkeeper is going to start. Can you tell us?
Of course no. Of course no. This is not, but not the goalkeeper, not the center back, not the striker, not the winger. None. I cannot give information to you, not because, not to you. I cannot give advantage to the opponent. So you will not have information. The minus one of the game is always close to the public, to the journalists, because of this reason. We want the surprise factor, is very important. So we want to try to surprise. Good try anyway.
Wir machen mit Uli Sigmerger weiter und dann gehen wir zu Nicolas Richter von Absolut Fußball.
Hello, but sticking to the one question which interests us, of course, all, have you already made your decision?
Yeah, always on minus one, we simulate the game. Yeah, we simulate the best way, the most real possible, the game. So, of course, minus one, the players, they know, they have all the information, all the players that they're going to play, how, and also the players that they're not playing, they know in case they have to go in, what they have to do. So this is always, but I don't like to give the reason of this. I will tell you the logical, because when I'm doing something, it's not because I'm more beautiful or I know more than anyone. No, I have my logical way. The logical is, if you give the first 11 3 days ago, the players that they are not playing, 3 days. No, if you don't give the first 11, okay, maybe they're happy until the game. But then you give 1 hour, I say, I'm in shock. This is too early. In 1 hour I have to give to do everything that you said. So 1 day is perfect because we need to simulate the game.
Mr. Riera, you just said we're going to see a totally different team tomorrow. In your team, how flexible do the players have to be in their positioning? For example, Nene Brown, he can play as left back, but he can also play at the six. How much flexibility do you want from your players?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Also for the players, because I like that one player, it makes a difference, no? Which one? It depends on the characteristic of the player, not depends on me. So if Brown can do the job as a double number six, or if one winger can make the job as a number six, or is one 10 that come in as a number six, this depends on the characteristics of the players. Someone will make this difference, but it will be the player that I decide that it makes the difference and help us to win games. As you said, if one player can do two or three roles, just I'm convincing them on this way. I said, they cost a lot of money. If you have one player who can play one position and can do only one thing, okay, he can be good on this. But can you imagine that you can do three things? So that's the way how I'm convincing them. I can put one as example. You are one winger, left winger, and tomorrow I will sign Neymar. Neymar will put in his contract, I play on the left. What are you going to do? You prefer to stay on the bench or you prefer to learn to play on the right? And on the right, no? To know two positions, you have more chances to play. This is what I'm saying to the players. Be open to play in different positions because we're going to need, as you said, flexibility because we don't want to play only in one way. Surprise factor is important. Rarely I am repeating two first 11. And two ways exactly to this exactly the same plan, positioning a little bit, but we always try to find different movements how to move the opponent. And tomorrow we have the reality is that we practice today two open plays on positioning to avoid the pressing of Union Berlin. And tomorrow you will see these two ways.
Julian Franzke from Kicker.
Hello, Mr. Riera. Last season, you sometimes changed the goalkeeper. In other seasons, not. I had a look on it. Do you have a similar idea here, or do you prefer a clear number one?
Okay. In Slovenia, you had the rule that you need to play with one under 21. And when I changed, probably you're talking about that change that I made with one keeper in the first minute that I made the change. This is because of the rules. Okay. This is not because I am a coach that changed one goalkeeper on the first minute. That was a special situation. Here you don't have this rule that you need to play with one under 21 or you need to play one with one young goalkeeper. I don't know. I wasn't here and I can detect. I'm not stupid. I can detect that you are very interested on the goalkeeper position. I said on the previous press that I will not talk individually because I prefer to talk collective, no? The goalkeeper is there to save goals. The goalkeeper with us play very little with the, has to play very little with the ball, you know, because modern football, we introduce the goalkeeper a lot. We introduce the goalkeeper a lot, we are giving more responsibilities, but what is the main responsibility of the goalkeeper? It's not to assist to the striker, it's not to give the best pass, it's to save goals. So with me, the goalkeeper will have less responsibilities on this because I don't want to give extra responsibility. I don't want to give extra stress. I don't want to give extra work. No, the center backs, we have enough lines of passing to find the free man. So shouldn't be the goalkeeper. So probably because we were using a lot the goalkeeper, more times, more possibility to have mistakes. So probably they made the mistake, the goalkeeper, because they were using more than it should be. So my responsibility is to use them less on this situation. So I hope I will help the goalkeepers on this way. And I repeat the other day I said, when we score one or when we concede one goal, we were only looking for the goalkeeper. But what about the center back? What about the striker? How he made the first pressing? Number 10, did they follow their man? The wing backs, if they were looking or not? So this is collective. That's why I'm not only looking for one player. After, it's true that you need individuality, that they're doing well, but this is collective game. So I will demand from you also to don't just be focused on one player. At the end, we defend together and we attack together.
Hartmut Scherzer.
Hello, Mr. Jera. I'm a senior, as you can see, freelance journalist. And my question is, after you gave all your information you have, must be in thousands, to the players, did you have the impression afterwards they realized that the time has changed today?
I seen on their eyes shining. I saw the shining. That's why I was long, because the meeting was 1 hour and a half, 1 hour 35. But I saw in the eyes that they understood when we finished this hour 35. When it was 1 hour 15, still no information. Again, I repeat. And when I see shining the eyes, we stop the meeting. Okay, now we can go to the pitch and we can practice. And after the practice, again, I call them to finish the session. And I look at them and I said, someone has something inside that you are worried. When you have one exam, you go to the university, you have one exam, and you didn't study, you are anxious because you didn't study. For sure you think that will go bad. But you study, you go to the exam. Maybe it will go wrong, but you study, and you know that you can do it, and then you are relaxed, you are more calm. So the players, this is the feeling that I have with them. They are relaxed, they know what they have to do, but now it's their turn that they have to do it. So that's what my feelings with the players at the moment. Thank you. You're welcome.
Felix Breiner von RTL Hessen.
Hello, Albert. You said you analyzed the opponent. Which team do you expect tomorrow on the pitch?
Yeah, very long balls, second balls. But in football, now we are laughing about it, but I always say the same. I said, it doesn't exist the best way. If we think, I believe in another kind of way, because when the ball is in the air, it's lottery, it's 50-50, and I hate lottery, I don't play lottery. I will never be millionaire in lottery because I don't play lottery. I'm not lucky with this also, by the way. So when the ball is in the air, it's 50-50, and I don't want 50-50, I want my ball. So that's why I don't believe on this. But it doesn't mean that I'm better than another one. They believe on this, yeah, it's working for them, keep going, of course. But we have a totally different styles. I have to say that probably is not the best opponent to have in the first game, because it will force us many situations to come back, to have a second balls, to have contacts, to have this game that there is a lot of second balls and misunderstandings because they create this situation. But we are ready for this. We already analyzed them. And when we will have the ball, we're going to try to make them run, to make our game, because we have a totally different game. But I told you my explanation why I believe in another way. But it's fair. Everyone believe in one way, how to win, how to, with this style, to win. And they have this one. But they have a player for this, because average team is around 190, because they have 187, 190, 194 in front. Players that they are flying, very fast players, and they are using their strength. So of course it's fair. If I will have all the players 190, maybe I will try to play on this way, but I have a totally different players, and also I believe on a different style, so I will play different. But we are ready for this. We need to adapt to every opponent, so we'll see how we adapt. We need to adapt, but tomorrow will be a very difficult game because, as I said, probably right now is not the X scenario, is not the opponent that I will choose to play the first game.
Ingo Dustowitz von der FR und dann Sonja Pahl von FFH.
You said your formation is very clear in your head. So, a simple question, how good do you know your team right now?
I can say quite good. I know all the names, all the surnames. Size, almost kilograms, all of them, I know. All of them. Number passport is still not. I will very soon. Fat control, I will know next week. We will do the fat control next week. I think I know quite well. But what is happening? That these characteristics that has every single player on the way how we want to play, who can do better or not? So, of course, I'm going to need this time that the players, they can do what I demand in every position the best as possible. What I mean is, my responsibility is not to limit any player. Because we said, Brown, you put the situation, Brown will play inside as a second number C when we have the ball. Okay, what about if he's not performing there well? Who is guilty? The player. It's always the coach. Huh? Because you are limiting him. If he cannot do it, he cannot do it. I say, Albert, you need to shoot with the right foot. I was a disaster with the right foot. I said, don't demand me this, demand me. But with left foot, I was so good. So this is exactly the same. Can he do it or not? So I will detect this. I need to detect as fast as possible. But of course, it's about the characteristics of the players. And also that I will detect as soon as possible that the players can do what I demand in every situation, with the ball and without the ball.
Well, that's kind. My question is kind of a continuation to your to Ingo's question. You've worked with your team for 4 days now, right? So how did they surprise you in a positive way, perhaps? And secondly, wouldn't you think that they might be exhausted a bit after those 4 days and now having to do that?
This is a question for them, but I'm sure that they are. Because when I checked the plannings before, not only here, everywhere, 20 minutes. 20-minute meeting, 20 minutes just I start my introduction with them. Because with them, the first I don't say, no, you will play here. No, first, look my eyes. First is, we have the feelings, you know, is the always because we have some issues. We're talking about some rules, something that happened, the feedback from the day before. We have some communication. So my meetings, as I said, to your colleague, when I see the shining that they understand everything, it's when I stop the meeting. So I need this. My meeting, they are 1 hour and a half, I'm always participating with them. So like this, they are not sleeping. So I'm talking 20 minutes. I say, yeah, HIV, I'm coming to you. Don't worry, I will come. I ask what I said, what with the man here in this situation, he has to answer. And they say, okay. So they're alive. They're alive because if not, and they have a problem. So that's how I keep them alive, because my meeting, they are not from someone that say, hey, I have all the authority, I have the universal right, and you have to listen to me. No. I want this feedback because I'm telling them what I want, but they need to answer that they confirm that they believe on what I said. So because we have this this confirmation, we believe each other, and then after we can go out and we can do it. So that's the situation. I don't know if I answered to the first one.
The first one was, how did they perhaps surprise you in a positive way?
I love my players. I have always, I said to the first day, you know, they are my arms and my legs. I see them on this way. I see beautiful, I see fast, I see them stronger. So I love my players. Of course, I need to push them. Only because of one reason. Sometimes I'm tough to them, but I'm telling to them, it's only for one reason. I want them to improve, because this is what I wanted when I was a player. I said, listen, the coach, I don't mind if he's taller, more beautiful. I don't know if he's, I don't know, he talks better or not, or softer. I said, coach, make me better player. So they want this from me. And this is what I'm trying to give to them. I said, listen, when I'm top with you, it's because I want you to become a top player. So now they know. They have to be a little bit more patient, because it's true that we gave a lot of information in 4 days, but when they will make the click that they understood everything, this they will fly, they will play automatically, and you will see a team that knows what to do.
Nicolas Richter.
One player that could be a key player if he gets back to his form is João-Mateo Bahoya. What is your first impression of him? He was flying through the season at the beginning of the season, but has been benched for the last month. Is that a player that could help you in your formation and system?
Okay, then we play only with Bahoya tomorrow. No. Yes. Only one. All the players, they are important. Tomorrow, I said, is a specific game also, because it's a specific team, the way how they play. So I have to choose the players for that game. I never choose the best players of the team. I choose the players for this game. So tomorrow won't be maybe on your opinion or my opinion. If we make one sheet without thinking against who we play, maybe I will choose another players. But for tomorrow, I choose the players that I believe that tomorrow they can perform the best against this team. So it's depending on the opponent, because we don't play alone. If we have to play alone, okay, maybe I will choose another player. So that's the difference. And that's why I'm always saying that rarely I repeat the first 11, because every opponent demands you something different. You have a wing back that they are very offensive. Another ones play with a line of four. Another ones play against a line of five. Another one play with 2 sixes. Another one play with 2 strikers. Another one. So depends of the opponent, then I adapt my players to play against this team.
Zwei Fragen können wir noch mitnehmen, dann geht's nach Berlin. Daniel Hör und Lisa Siegel zum Abschluss.
You talked about discipline in the beginning of this press conference, but also in the opening press conference. And Markus Krösche mentioned that there was kind of a loose mentality and a lack of taking responsibility of the actions on the pitch. So do you think that your players as a group developed in this certain topic over the last few days?
I think no, for sure. We have already in 3 departments the list of fines. Medical staff, technical staff, and in their dressing room. Here, and we are all of us same, huh? Also the staff, they have the fines list. But again, I repeat, this is not because we want to punish someone. No, no, but we must have rules. But not only here, rules in all the building here. From upstairs, the people that is working on the offices, I said, here we have to be winners. Here we have to think. I would say bad, how to win. Sometimes I'm saying we have to win in a civil way, that it means playing well. And sometimes we have to win in a criminal way, that it means playing another kind of football, because it's also part of football. Because here we have to be winners. We go out from here in this building, we see in the city center, let's have one beer, no problem there, no rules. But here, rules for everyone. So I'm convinced that not only the players, everyone here will have his responsibility and will try to do his best.
Tomorrow will be your first match as head coach of Eintracht Frankfurt. Will there be any family in Berlin to support you, or was that too last minute?
I didn't think about that, and now that you mention it, no. But they are preparing many they are preparing for the next games. But this week it was, I have to say, crazy, because it was everything, a lot of things to do, and I think I slept 2 nights here, and but this is my job. I love what I'm doing. I don't call work. You will never hear work. You will hear from me job. I love what I'm doing, so I don't mind how many hours I'm going to need to make this team better, to play better. But this week it was I didn't have time for anyone. So better that I didn't come, because if not, they will see more myself far away than at home. So this week not, but I'm sure that they will come to visit me.
Albert, thank you very much. Good luck for tomorrow's game in Berlin. Danke euch auch nochmal für die Geduld vorhin. Und wir sehen uns morgen Abend in Berlin, 1. FC Union gegen unsere Eintracht, live auf Sky. 20:30 Uhr geht's los. Euch noch einen schönen Abend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.